This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 9th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance and ControlWeedsNotFarming.com. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Export controls, the top of the agenda for trade talks between the U.S. and China. Delegations from the two sides meeting in London, U.S. negotiators expected to press Xi Jinping's representatives to speed up exports of rare earth minerals and magnets. China's Commerce Ministry said over the weekend it has approved some export licenses for the rare earth-related products in a goodwill gesture. Analysts say the talks are likely to result in Beijing quickly releasing rare earths for export and Washington easing China's access to semiconductors. Kevin Hassett, director of the National Economic Council, said, "I expect this to be a short meeting with a big, strong handshake." China's exports to the U.S. slid 35% year-on-year in May, new data showed. That was the strongest drop since February 2020 during the COVID-induced shutdowns. Well, if you're looking at the calendar, there's 1 month left in the pause of President Trump's reciprocal tariffs. That pause is scheduled to end July 9th. Analysts see this deadline is drawing nearer. But as of now, markets appear not alarmed by the impending due date. While market participants are clearly taking a glass half full view of the outlook, both on trade policy and more broadly, we don't think that it should be interpreted as a view that tariffs will be fully unwound, that according to Capital Economics in a note. Well, both corn and soybean crop condition improved slightly last week, according to the USDA's NAS Weekly Crop Progress Report this afternoon. Corn reported 97% planted, 87% emerged, 71% of the crop rated good to excellent. That's up 2 points from last week. Soybeans, 90% planted, 75% emerged, 68% of the crop in good to excellent condition. That's up a point from last week. Spring wheat has 82% of the crop emerged, 53% rated in good to excellent condition. NAS estimates U.S. winter wheat, 54% good to excellent, up 2 points from last week. The crop is 88% headed and 4% harvested. The Department of Agriculture's June WASDE report is due Thursday. In advance of the numbers, traders expect a slightly smaller corn crop, average yield down a tenth of a bushel at 180.9. That puts production down 25 million bushels. Soybean yield left unchanged at 52.5 bushels an acre. Production is down a nominal 2 million bushels. Wheat production is forecast up 2 million bushels at 1.92 billion. Corn ending stocks are forecast down 29 million bushels at 1.38 billion. Soy ending stocks forecast at 352 million, up 7 million bushels from a month ago. Oil futures started the week higher with traders optimistic about U.S. trade talks with China, while still entertaining doubts about how much extra oil OPEC plus countries have put on the market since starting to unwind 2.2 million barrels a day in voluntary cuts in April. Morgan Stanley analysts said despite an increase in OPEC plus quotas of around a million barrels a day between March and June, quote, an annual increase in production is hard to detect in the observable data. Oil prices also supported by the continued conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Trial lawyers are using a discredited report from a World Health Organization sub-agency to attack a safe, American-made weed-fighting tool. This tool helps keep your food costs down, and without it, food inflation could double. Stand with American farmers and keep trial lawyers' greed out of our farms and food supply. Fight back at ControlWeedsNotFarming.com, paid for by Modern Ag Alliance. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.